Halloween Party, a Hercule Poirot mystery by Agatha Christie, narrated by John Moffat.
Chapter 1. Mrs. Ariadne Oliver had gone with a friend with whom she was staying, Judith Butler, to help with the preparations for a children's party which was to take place that same evening. At the moment it was a scene of chaotic activity. Energetic women came in and out of doors, moving chairs, small tables, flower vases, and carrying large quantities of yellow pumpkins, which they disposed strategically in selected spots. It was to be a Halloween party for invited guests of an age group between 10 and 17 years old. Mrs. Oliver, removing herself from the main group, leant against a vacant background of wall and held up a large yellow pumpkin, looking at it critically. "The last time I saw one of these," she said, sweeping back her grey hair from her prominent forehead, "was in the United States last year, hundreds of them, all over the house. I've never seen so many pumpkins. As a matter of fact," she added thoughtfully, "I've never really known the difference between a pumpkin and a vegetable marrow. What's this one?" "Oh, sorry, dear," said Mrs. Butler, as she fell over her friend's feet. Mrs. Oliver pressed herself closer against the wall. "Oh, my fault," she said. "I'm standing about and getting in the way. But it was rather remarkable, seeing so many pumpkins or vegetable marrows, whatever they are. They were everywhere, in the shops and in people's houses, with candles or nightlights inside them all strung up. Very interesting, really. But it wasn't for a Halloween party, it was Thanksgiving. Now, I've always associated pumpkins with Halloween, and that's the end of October. Thanksgiving comes much later, doesn't it? Isn't it November, about the third week in November? Anyway, here, Halloween is definitely the 31st of October, isn't it? First Halloween, and then, what comes next, All Souls' Day. That's when, in Paris, you go to cemeteries and put flowers on graves."